and the types of notarization that occur, let's briefly look at the process itself. Soon after, we can start looking at who does this so you can make sure doing this job matches your needs. The notarization process. The first part of a notarization process is for the notary to screen the signer. They need to ensure the identity, but also check volition and awareness of the signer. The second part involves the notary entering key details in the Journal of Notarial Acts. This chronological journal is a best practice, widely endorsed by those in the business. Record keeping itself isn't a legal requirement, but some states do require the signers to leave a signature and thumbprint in the journal. The last part is to complete a notarial certificate that states the facts being certified in the notarization are in accordance with the facts. The notarization is completed with a notary's signature and seal of office on the certificate, which is the recognized symbol of the notary office. This symbol gives a document weight in legal matters and makes it genuine in a court of law. Now that we know about the process of notarization, we need to look at the individuals who perform the act and the difference between a notary public and a notary signing agent. What is a notary public? A notary public is someone appointed by the state government who is an official of integrity that serves the public as an impartial witness for a range of official fraud deterrent acts when it comes to signing important documents. These official acts are called notarizations or notarial acts. Notaries are commissioned publicly as ministerial officials, meaning they follow written rules without personal bias. What does a notary do? The duty of a notary is to screen the signers of important documents to determine their true identity, their willingness to sign without intimidation or duress, and their awareness of the contents of a transaction and/or document. Sometimes the notary may need to put the signer under an oath, declaring that the information in a document is true and correct. A notary is commonly needed for property deeds, wills, and powers of attorney. The foundation of a notary's trust is their impartiality. They are duty-bound to not act in a situation if they have a personal interest. Notaries do not corrupt the screening process with self-interest, but rather remain impartial and never refuse to serve someone based on race, nationality, religion, politics, or sexual orientation. Notaries public are official representatives of the state that certify the proper execution of private citizen documents that often have life-changing weight. They help our civil society to function. Unlike notaries in other countries, a U.S. notary public is not an attorney, a judge, or a high-ranking official. What is a notary signing agent? A notary signing agent is different from a notary. They are a notary who is specially trained to handle and notarize loan documents. Notary signing agents are the link lenders use to complete a loan. They are typically hired as independent contractors in order to ensure real estate loan documents are executed by the borrower, notarized, and returned on time to be processed. This is what helps the loan to be funded. Difference between a notary public and signing agent. Often, people use the terms notary public and notary signing agent interchangeably. But they are actually two different positions. There are specific transactions and situations where one of these might be used over the others. Therefore, it is important to know the difference between the two to know which is the better option for you to start a side business. Let's look at how these two differ.